This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Growing up, I always had my way. I mean, my parents, bless their hearts, they were not strong-willed people when it came to discipline, so I had to compensate with some very exacting standards for myself. Consequently, I have something of a tyrannical nature. Now, don't get me wrong, I had a perfectly loving childhood. It was too loving. I mean, it lacked the challenge of conflict, and I've come to realize that that itself can be its own subtle form of emotional abuse. You see, the developing child craves boundaries in order to define itself. So while I may be a profoundly self-aware person, I can never fully self-actualize because of this omission in my development. The child in me needs to be put in its place, Frank. So, here's how I envision the father-son dynamic. After a careful statistical analysis, we're on a lake, fishing. Not much conversation, but the subtext is palpable. I'm on my phone, I'm responding to work emails, and then you say,
"Put the fucking phone away, will you? This is supposed to be quality time."
Yes. Perfect. That's fantastic. And then I respond to that. I say, "I just have to reply to this one work email." Then you say,
"I specifically said no technology this weekend."
And then I snap back with something sardonic. "It's not like anything's biting." Okay, there. Done. You happy? Then you push back with,
"You're a real smartass, you know that?"
Then, to add salt to the wound, you say,
"Just like your mother."
Because, of course you'd feel the need to impugn my masculinity while simultaneously debunking my mother's influence with a 1-2 punch at my self-confidence. It's classic avoidant dependent attachment style. What you're really saying is that you need my love.
How are she and what's his name, by the way?
Fine, I guess.
Well, good for them. Next time you see her, tell her I said I hope they both burn in hell.
No. You get it. You see, Frank, my whole life has been one success story after another. College graduate at 14, head of my own company at 18, retired at 26. I've known no setbacks, and because of that, I'm the emotional equivalent of a cubist painting inside. Do you understand? Do you understand? I need mess in my life.
Yeah, right.
All right, fuck it. I'm just gonna come right out and say it. You're the one I want, Frank. You are who I want to be my dad. Now, I know you're very popular, but I insist you make this a top priority. So, here is a number I've come up with of what I will offer you should I achieve total integration. What do you say?
What can I say? Let's get messy, son.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like if you could cast your own life, you know, like you cast a movie? Like, what qualities would you look for in another person? And what if the people you cast don't measure up? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's story is about getting the casting just right.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to My Perfect Dad.
Can I get you to anything else?
Just another one of those pretty smiles.
I'll have one cup of coffee to go, please. And I've got breakfast.
I've got breakfast.
I've got it.
No, I've got it. Here.
No, it's fine. Please, take my card.
No, don't take his card. It's my birthday.
Which is why I'm paying.
Yeah, the kid here has deigned to grace me with his presence for a weekend fishing trip, his gift to me, camping, the whole shebang. Not that it's much of a gift. He can't catch shit.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks for that. Seriously, you can take my card.
Don't take his card. You're embarrassing me in front of this pretty lady. You take my card, darling.
My policy is always to side with the dad on these things, especially when it's his birthday. Be right back.
Atta girl. Ooh, look at her go. You see her flirting with me?
Jesus, Dad.
What?
Could you be a little less sexist, maybe?
Oh, God, lighten up, kid. Don't let that stick up your ass give you a splinter. Put that fucking phone away, will you? This is supposed to be quality time.
I just have to reply to this one work email.
I specifically said no technology this weekend.
Oh, my God, Dad. It's not like anything's biting. There. I'm done. You happy?
You're a real smartass, you know that? Just like your mother. How are she and what's his name, by the way?
I'm sorry, Frank. Something's bothering me here.
Oh, what's the problem? Am I being too gruff?
No. An interaction with the waitress this morning. It's just sitting with me all wrong.
Uh-huh. What about it?
She should have never let you get away with talking to her like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it really matter? I mean, in light of what we're trying to do here with our thing?
Yeah, it matters to me.
Well, maybe it just wasn't worth the effort for her to push back in that particular moment. Maybe she had other things in her mind.
I'm not satisfied with that.
Right. So, what would you like to do?
Can I get you to anything else?
Just another one of those pretty smiles.
Sweetheart.
Just another one of those pretty smiles, sweetheart.
That was great. I'll have one more cup of coffee to go, please, Amanda. And I'm paying for breakfast.
I've got breakfast.
I've got it, Dad.
Don't take the kid's card. It's my birthday.
Which is why I'm paying.
You're embarrassing me in front of this pretty lady. Take my card, darling.
Okay, Frank, can you try gorgeous instead of darling?
Take my card, gorgeous.
I really don't like being called gorgeous.
Well, it's a compliment, but sorry.
You know, I let that smile comment pass, but I really don't want to be talked to this way.
Well, what way is that?
Dad, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
You know what way. I'm a person, I have a name, and I want you to speak to me as if we're on par. No darling, no gorgeous.
Okay, now push back. Fox News.
What?
You know, culture wars.
Okay. Oh, don't get all hot and bothered, sweetheart. I was just trying to brighten your day a little. Let's not get all cancel culture.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. I just had a much better idea for this.
Can I get you to anything else?
Just another one of those pretty smiles, sweetheart.
Dad. I'll have one more cup of coffee to go, please. Amanda. And I'll be paying for breakfast.
Don't take the kid's card. It's my birthday.
Which is why I'm paying.
You're embarrassing me in front of this pretty lady. Take my card, gorgeous.
Okay, you know what, Dad? No. Enough of this. This woman is a person, and that person has a name, and that name is Amanda. Loud and clear and proud, right on that name card right there. Repeat it with me, Dad. The name is Amanda. And Amanda deserves your utmost respect, as do all servers and frontline workers and essential personnel, as do all people, regardless of race, gender, religion, income, net worth, or any other of your antiquated and poisonous boxes. Now, if you insist on continuing with this behavior, I promise you, the weekend's done. I will walk away right now. Do we understand each other?
We do.
And then you say?
Thank you for seeing me in my wholeness.
Cue to the other customers. Perfect.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All I said is that it would be healthier for you to be around other people.
I'm not going to a fucking home.
Dad, you need a more social atmosphere.
Fuck social atmosphere. And don't give me your pop psychology crap.
I'm concerned about you, Dad.
Oh, yeah? Then how come I only see you once every 3 years? Concern my ass.
Hey, where are you going?
To sleep in the woods.
There are animals in the woods.
I'll take my chances. Son of a bitch, release goddamn shit.
Okay, Frank, can you come back here, please?
What's the problem?
I'll tell you why I'm unhappy with this. We work up all this dramatic energy, and then you leave. And I have no one to bounce it off of. I think what this moment needs is a witness, doesn't it?
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All I said is that it would be healthier for you to be around other people.
I'm not going to a fucking home.
He didn't say a home, Dad. He said other people.
Don't take his side.
I'm not taking anyone's side. I'm just clarifying.
Dad, you need a more social atmosphere.
Oh, fuck social atmosphere. And don't give me your pop psychology crap.
You're not in good shape, Dad. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Back me up on this, Danica.
Yeah.
Your memory's going.
Oh, remember this. Fuck off, both of you.
Dad, not trying to insult you. We're just worried about you. Right, Danica?
Yeah.
Dad, get back. Where are you going?
To sleep in the woods.
There are animals in the woods, Dad.
I'll take my chances.
So that's you backing me up on this? Yeah?
You know how he gets when he feels cornered.
How about how I get when I have to deal with him all by myself?
You're not dealing with him all by yourself. I'm right here.
Are you? Are you here? Because I'm just hearing you repeat what I say and say, I'm not taking sides. Can you just, like, for once say that you're on my side? Say that you're standing up with me. Not be Miss Neutrality. Not be Miss, oh, I'll say anything to make Daddy happy. I'll just step aside. I'll let Alexander take the hard stuff. I mean, Jesus Christ. When are you going to tell him that you're sick?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sick?
I just came up with that right now, but I think it really adds to the relationship. Follow along with me here. I've been keeping this secret for you from Dad. I'm struggling under the weight of it myself, actually. And here you are, and you can't even stand up for me. So it's like a big fork in the road for me, you see.
Okay.
So stage 4, inoperable. You've kept it from everyone except for me. And your wife, of course.
Oh, I have a wife.
Uh-huh. And she isn't like me. She isn't like any of us. She thinks the family is a whole toxic environment for you. And that it's hurting you. It's making it harder. It's making your healing process harder. And maybe she's right about that. But she's also controlling herself. Yeah, she's controlling herself. And she needs to, like, own. She needs to own the illness. And that, for me, that's a point of tension. Because it's like, let her be her. Let Danica be Danica. Don't try to take charge of that. So I think that's... Does this make sense? Are you following me here?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, great, great, great. Hey, Frank? Frank?
Yeah?
Come on back. We're going to do it again.
All right.
Don't give me your pop psychology crap.
You're not in good shape, Dad. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Back me up on this, Danica.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck off, both of you.
We're worried about you, Dad. Right, Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with you now?
Nothing.
Don't start crying on my account.
She's not crying on your account, you selfish prick. She's just tired of this whole thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
I said nothing!
Danica's sick.
Alexander!
What?
Sorry, not sorry.
What do you mean, sick? Sick with what?
It's nothing, Dad.
Well, if it's nothing, you would have said so. What is it?
It's just a little cancer.
A little cancer? How little? How little?
You see, this is why I didn't want to tell you, because then you'll get upset, I'll start crying, and...
We'll figure this out, Danica.
There's nothing to figure out, Dad.
Danica, we will figure this out.
Okay, that was nice for the two of you. But now I'm feeling somewhat swallowed. So I'm thinking we retool and scrap the whole illness.
I hate to upset the apple cart here, but how many more times are we going to play this out?
Until I'm self-actualized.
Right. I only ask because I'm actually booked to be someone else's dad in Austin, Texas next week.
What do you mean you're booked to be somebody else's dad in Austin, Texas next week?
Well, I didn't realize this would go on for so many months. Well,
it goes on until it's done correctly, until I reach emotional and intellectual parity.
Yeah, right. Well, it seems I'm in a bit of a bind here.
I should say you're in a bit of a bind.
I have an idea. What if you make your dad's memory problem a fatal neurological thing? It could be worse than any of us knew and kill him overnight. That would make for a pretty dramatic denouement and then also give Frank the time he needs.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea.
Oh, you think that's a very good idea? I didn't realize this was a Danica good idea hour. I'm not interested in a dramatic denouement. I'm interested in radically transfiguring my life. You know what, Danica? I'm actually rethinking this whole sister thing. I'm really finding you quite extraneous.
All right. Calm down, kid.
Don't tell me to calm down. I've had it up to here with you, too. You have one simple assignment that you seem incapable of getting right. All you have to do is hear the note and take the note. I'm even giving you line readings for fuck's sake, and you still keep fucking it up.
I can see that you're frustrated.
No, don't do that. That's what my real dad would do, and that's not what I need. I don't require your understanding. I understand myself quite perfectly.
Fine, then tell me what you need.
Great. What I need is for all of you to do what I fucking tell you to do. This is a carefully designed therapeutic experience for me, and you fuck it all up if you leave before it's complete. So, I'm so sorry, but no, you cannot leave.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but Monday morning, I'm out of here.
Well, where does that leave me?
We'll find out where that leaves him in just a moment. But first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. And BetterHelp wants to tackle some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, many people think therapy is for other people. But utilizing therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize that all humans have emotions, and we need to learn to understand them and not avoid them. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. And Truth listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/thetruth. That's betterhelp.com/thetruth. Now back to My Perfect Dad.
Hey, put the phone away, will you? This is supposed to be quality time.
I just have to reply to this one work email real quick.
I specifically said no technology this weekend.
It's not like anything's biting.
Oh, boy, you're a real smartass. You know that? Just like your mother.
No, Eric.
What?
No.
What?
No.
What'd I do wrong?
I just don't believe it. I just don't believe a single aspect of it. You're trying to be strong, but you're so clearly making up for your own weakness. That's not what a father's supposed to be. A father's supposed to trust in their strength, and you do not trust in yourself. It's obvious. You don't seem like a father to anyone.
Oh, boy, okay. No need to be hurtful about it.
I'm not being hurtful, Eric. I'm just being truthful. Oh, gosh, I think I've made a mistake.
Anyone home?
In the kitchen.
Oh, where are the kids?
Asleep. Dinner's warming up in the oven.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
They're really working you to the bone at this place, huh?
Yeah, it's a big client, so they're really pulling out all the stops. It shouldn't last for much longer.
I picked up a bottle of Lagavulin on my way over. Pour you a glass?
I love Lagavulin.
I know. Go on, eat up before it gets cold. It's your grandma's recipe.
Is this feeling okay for you, Frank?
Why? Am I doing something wrong?
No. You're doing everything right. I just want you to know you're totally empowered to do it the way you want. Just change the words if you need to.
Okay.
Let's just let it flow.
Okay. I was thinking it might be nice to skip some of the small talk and just take a bite out of the big moment here.
Yes. I love it. I'll follow your lead.
Well, how you doing, son?
Fine. You know, works okay. Kids are great.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, how are you doing? Honestly.
Not too good.
Well, Colleen's only been gone, what, 2 years? I know how it is. Might as well be 2 days. And I remember when your mom passed, it was like time stopped. I thought the pain would never go away.
Has it?
No, but you know, the thing is,
who the hell is that?
Beats me. Alexander?
I'm not here to mince words, Frank. I'm here to bring you back to where you belong.
I'm not your dad anymore.
What do you want from me, Frank? You want me to say I'm a prick? I can own that, okay? I told you from our first meeting, I have deeply authoritarian tendencies. But I can't do this without you. You're my dad, Frank. You're my dad.
Everything okay?
Fine, I'll be back there in a minute.
Oh, hello.
Hello, can I help you?
You must be Jeremy Collins.
Yeah?
I'm sorry to intrude so late. I'm afraid I have some rather sickening news about this man here. He's a registered sex offender.
What?
I'm not a registered sex offender. Can we take this outside, please?
This is who you left me for. This weenie.
Who the hell is this guy?
I'm his son. Who the hell are you?
Let's take this outside, please.
No. You have to choose right here and right now. Me or the weenie.
Hey.
Let's not do this.
Frank, I will triple whatever he's paying you. And I'll give you a much more satisfying character arc to boot. Please. Now, me or the weenie?
I choose Jeremy.
Yes.
Before you answer, I just want you to listen to what I've come up with, okay? I have the perfect reconciliation moment for us. Picture this. It's the morning after our big fight, and I've gotten up early to make you breakfast, but what do I see? You at the fire. You've been up all night. I say, good morning. You say?
Morning. Eggs will be done in a minute.
I was going to get breakfast ready for us.
Well, looks like I beat you to it, doesn't it? Here's some beans to whet your appetite.
Thanks. Hey, I didn't mean to jump down your throat like that last night. I could have started the conversation better.
Oh, I take things too personally. Thanks for giving a shit.
And I say, I love you, Dad. And you say,
oh, Christ.
See? It's a very difficult moment for both of us, for me to say and for you to receive. Because on some fundamental level, you just don't believe that you're worthy of being loved. And because of that, you raised me to feel like my giving of love is a worthless gesture. So we stimulate one another's healing process simultaneously. What do you think?
It's a little cliche.
I don't believe I'm addressing you, weenie.
It is a little cliche.
I can tweak it. It's just a suggestion.
To be perfectly honest, it's not very much fun being your dad.
It's not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be palliative.
I'm just your punching bag. I don't like it very much.
Okay, so let's change it. I'll give you all the room you need. I'll consult you, I'll consider your notes, okay? Whatever it takes, we'll be full partners.
Yeah, listen, kid. You don't need me. You're putting all this wasted effort into rewriting your past, but here's the thing. You don't need to do that.
I don't?
No, the problem isn't how you were raised or what experiences you did or you didn't get. The problem is, you think you're smarter than everyone else, and that gives you license to be a dickhead to them. And what you really need to do is to stop being a dickhead.
Oh, shit.
Ow.
Yes?
Hi, Danica. It's Alexander. I played your brother. You played my sister.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Hi.
How have you been?
I'm great. I'm just playing a 7th grade English teacher in Scottsdale, Arizona's school. How have you been?
Not very good, actually.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't... If you're calling to vent, I mean, we're not friends.
Danica, I'm calling to ask for your forgiveness. I was very much out of line, and I had no right exploding at you the way that I did.
Well, I'm sure that took a lot, and I appreciate it. You were really out of line. It was embarrassing for me.
I understand.
I'm a professional, and I don't stand for that. I don't stand it from you. I don't stand it for other people. You can't treat me like that.
Yes. Yes. You're 100% right.
But like I said, I understand it probably took a lot for you to call, and I appreciate you taking responsibility. Not everyone does that, and I forgive you. Thank you for the apology.
I'm actually having kind of a hard time these days. Frank said some stuff to me that really landed, and I just really think I need some resolution with him, and I'm pretty sure that that's not going to happen. He made it quite clear that he wants no part in raising me.
I mean, you can hire another actor. I know some people who are really good at playing dads.
No. No one else will do.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Loss is hard. Grief comes in waves, etc.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. You're right. It's been surprisingly hard to deal with on my own. I've just been feeling recently that it would be a lot easier if I could share that burden with my sister at twice her previous rate.
At twice my previous rate.
Look, I know I have issues with control, but I promise you I will be more open-minded going forward. I would be more accepting of your input. I will be more inviting of what you bring to the table as an artist. And as my sister, you will be my full collaborator with equal input on the relationship. Please.
Dad was a complicated man. He never had the emotional bandwidth to give you the kind of attention you wanted or needed. But then, just when you were ready to give up on him, he would turn up and surprise you. How is it someone so afraid of love could also be so full of it? He was just never who you wanted him to be. And in some ways, that was his best gift to my brother and myself. Because I think the heart's real test isn't how much you can love someone for living up to your expectations. It's how much you can love them for being who they are, the good and bad both. And if you can learn that, then I'm pretty sure you can learn to love yourself too. Even the parts you'd like to change. Dad was a hard man. But I think my brother and I are stronger and better people for having had the chance to be his kids. Thank you all for coming today.
That was really beautiful, Danica. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I think so. How would you feel about going up there one more time, changing a few things? I'm thinking the emotional bandwidth part needed.
Just listen to the priest.
Right. Yes. No problem. What you did was just fine.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. My Perfect Dad was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Tim Platt, Michael Cullen, Alex Dixon, Tanika Carey, Dennis Pacheco, and Tom Ligon. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.